1027.
Healthcare providers say they've noticed that more family members are reaching out to try and get help for a loved one who's grappling with their mental health. As part of our special mental health feature, we've spent October highlighting the resources available to anyone who's feeling stressed, depressed, or overwhelmed. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
So we've definitely seen a bit of a change in who's coming forward, and a lot of people coming forward about their loved ones.
Megan Gonzalez is the crisis line manager at Netcare Keso, SA's largest group of private mental health facilities. We asked her how many people are reaching out.
The numbers vary month to month, especially with admissions, because it largely depends on how your life is going and what's happening. People don't want to take off work, or they want to use school holidays or holiday periods. But we've definitely seen a shift post-COVID, and a lot more awareness about the impact of our mental health on our well-being.
And the Crisis Call Centre is there to support loved ones who don't know what to do.
And our goal really is, number one, to deal with emergencies and crises, because if someone is, for example, highly suicidal, they may be aggressive, they may be threatening suicide, or they may just be off their meds. We see that a lot. It can be very difficult as a loved one to know what to do in that situation, because you can't always approach them. You can't talk logic, because they're so overwhelmed that there is no logical action going on in that situation.
Megan says it's about getting back on track.
To help to contain the situation and assist where necessary, whether that is then an appropriate referral, whether that is assisting with emergency services, whether that's assisting with a hospital admission if they've hurt themselves, but ultimately to give you a place where you feel that that situation is now in control.
Wendy from Northcliffe was diagnosed with major depressive disorder and generalized anxiety disorder in 2018. She says we shouldn't underestimate how much a helping hand can mean to someone who's battling.
Something small, like taking them to the appointment, you know, make an appointment, but then fetch them and take them, because it's also very easy to just cancel or not show. And I think that's a big problem with it also, is there's no follow through.
Marius Swart is director at Eagles View Wellness Centre. He says when it comes to our loved ones, we need to be bold and we need to be honest.
Then the family doesn't even want to approach it because they're scared that they're going to trigger something. I always ask families and I say to them, you know what, I don't walk on eggshells, because that's what you're going to say could be exactly what they need to hear at that stage.
Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.